everyone, welcome to the newest episode of the Some Ordinary Podcast. I am here with my lovely co-hosts, as always, except for last week, my bad, Muda and Caleb, absolute legends.
Hey!
And our guest, for the first time, L.S. Mark.
Oh, what's up?
The legendary mind behind making fun of Rick and Morty incest.
True, yeah. The only thing I've done. The highlight of my career.
That's how I know him. He's the Rick and Morty incest guy.
No, he also crapped on Sonic Frontiers for being a apparently mid-tier game. Which is not okay.
Yo, it's so funny. Whenever I see a video that's like an hour long reviewing something and it doesn't say in the title if it's good or terrible, I know they're just going to say it's mid.
I'm so used to like putting my opinion in the title and people just clicking on the video and like... So for like a week, I was like, what title can I give this that doesn't actually say how I feel about it?
You're just like, Sonic Frontiers, the good and bad.
I made a Sonic Movie 2 review back in April, and I was like, Sonic Movie 2 is like not very good or something like that. And like Twitter was having a field day with it, so I was like, I'm not repeating this with the Sonic fans again.
Okay, wait, just repeat what you said. Twitter was having a field day. Yeah. Tell me one thing they're happy about. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk, they love him.
They love Elon Musk on there.
Yeah, I heard some of the people working there just love the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Ligma and Johnson.
Wait, what?
Ligma and Johnson?
Yeah, he took a photo with them, dude. He memed
I know,
up.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see the employee that got fired, apparently? Like, he was just, like, making, like, he was shitting on his own app. The employee corrects him, and it's like, you're fired. I'm like, damn. Dude. It's funny how, like, you know, you go onto the website and it's like, so it's like, I feel like the only reason people align with him is because, like, he's just their guy at the moment. It's like, dude, he's been a weird guy. I've never seen somebody burn a lot of his goodwill in like a few years, as much as Elon Musk has. Because before, it used to be like a memer to me, like, ah, oh, this guy's just a rich billionaire. Now it's just like, damn.
I'll be honest,
he's trying to everything up, seems like troll.
I think I give him more slack than I think most of the other people I talk to, because he's just some rich guy and he's like, you know what, okay, I'll buy Twitter.
I'd do the same. If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't care.
He can do whatever he wants. Who cares? Okay, so he made Twitter worse. Twitter wasn't that great. It's not like you ruined the bastion of beauty in this world, okay?
Yeah, exactly. He just made
it worse already?
A little shittier.
Has it changed at all, really?
Dude,
for
I
feel like it's
the same.
He ruined my verification tab. Okay, that's the only thing that changed for me.
True.
Literally, that's it.
That's such a pretentious thing to fucking say. It's such a pretentious
thing. Nux. You Nux.
You know
you
what?
You pretentious PNG.
Yo, you and Keemstar have a lot in common, Caleb.
I think I can say for a lot of like people, I just love watching the shit from the sidelines. I love
me
good
too.
Train wreck.
The dumpster fire, if you will.
Yeah. I think anybody taking this too seriously should just like stop. Like just listen, you don't have money put into it. Just sit back, relax, watch the nuclear bombs go off. Like it's the same thing I say.
That's
not like,
a joke
you know,
we can make
starts.
This week, Mr.
Oh, true. I can't. No, I'm just saying like, okay, listen, anytime I see Doom posting like World War III and everyone's like, what are you going to do if it actually happens? I'm like, brother, I'm driving to the drop zone, okay? Like, right dead center of the bomb drop zone. I'm setting up a chair. I'm cracking open a Corona.
Really?
Yo, I'm not going to live in a post-apocalyptic world. You think I got bottle caps in my house? Fuck that. I'm going incinerated.
You're low on
dude.
Funds.
I'm under. Like, have you ever used Nuke Maps, Mark?
No, I haven't. What is that?
Okay, so Nuke Maps is like this website you can use. Here, I'll show it for everyone as the perfect
for everyone.
We have the ability.
You don't
to do
know.
That.
Before we started, Muda just showed us all Rub Maps. Now Nuke
Maps.
It's
very it's very similar to Rub Maps.
Very similar.
Yeah,
there's a lot
exactly.
in common. If a nuke is coming, where so you can get your last bastion of fun.
Yeah, so this is the website right here. Let's say you live in like I don't know, like Dallas, Texas. Okay, all right. Let's say you go to Dallas. Now, right here, if you decide to pick like the highest yield, let's just pick the largest Pakistani weapon tested. Detonate that, okay? You see everything in that center section right there, like the city hall. I'm right there because according to this, that's a fireball radius. You're done. Like it's end game, boys. Mm-hmm. Like you don't even get to think about the pain. You're already gone. But see, like if you're all the way out here in like you know like this area, maybe the orange. You're in a lot of pain, okay? Like, it's not, you're not living the best life, okay? Super mutants are going to come in, radiation's going to take
gone.
You. It's exactly, it's going to suck.
Yep.
That's where I get into, all right? Like, that's why anytime somebody asks me, it's like, anytime the Doomer scrolling comes, I'm like, bro, I don't even care. You should just go right under it. Be the, and
I'm looking forward to surviving in a nuclear apocalypse, post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you start your own cult and everything too? Like your own settlement?
I'm already working on it.
What do you think that big project he's sinking all this money into? Bro, you don't understand.
Exactly, yeah.
He's building an underground city. Oompy
would not be the first Texan to do that.
No, no.
Oompy would not.
I might be the last, though.
Mark, what would you do during the post?
You're like me?
You'd rather be under there?
Yeah, definitely.
You've got 5 minutes to make this decision.
No, I can make it right now. Have you ever, like, I've had many dreams where, like, it's the apocalypse is happening, and I, like, look over, and the bombs will drop. And every time, I'm just like, you know what? I'm fine with this. This is okay. I'd rather die than
comfy,
live during this.
Get a beer. Spend the last 5 minutes thinking about life. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
What is your preferred apocalypse? Okay, like nuke stuff. That's like quick and easy. What about zombies? What about like aliens?
That's even better, dude. All those are way better. Yeah.
How is a zombie better?
It's so sick. I would love that. Like, at least there's still infrastructure. With a zombie apocalypse, you can still go to the grocery store, you know, as long as the zombies don't kill everyone at, like, power plants. With a nuclear apocalypse, you have to learn how to grow food. And indoors, too. You have to learn how to, like...
A zombie apocalypse, like, makes every situation, like, 10 times more stressful for the rest of your life. There's always that fear.
True.
That they'll pop by.
Yeah, it's just... I feel like it would be easier to just live in general, though. And you could build walls.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, they work on zombies.
Yeah, walls are super effective on zombies. Well, that's what it does in the new Pokemon game. The wall type is super effective on
wall
the zombie
type. Super effective on undead type.
Well, like, okay, what if we had a zombie apocalypse, but we were really good at, like, quarantining and everything and all that shit, and, like, zombies still existed, but we had them, like, penned up and, like, in, like, specific zones.
And we tested on them.
Yeah, we had a normal life, but it's just like, oh, guys, this part of New York, just, like, we have to wall this off because that's where zombies reproduce and do all that, all their zombie things. That would be an interesting kind of world. I feel like you could come back from a zombie apocalypse. Like, like, bombs or, like, viral, like, biological agents, like, in mustard gas, like, just seeping in. Like, that would be a different thing, all right? Zombie might be, because Mark is right. It's like, it makes everything, got to drop your kids off to school, and zombies running across the field. Not happening, all right? Got to go to work. Zombies running across in the subway. Yep. Not happening, all right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we are. Like,
say goodbye to public transport.
No, not really. I mean, I would assume the bus would be the safest option. You think they wouldn't be training the bus driver to run over a few of these things every once in a while?
I just feel like if it's virally,
dude,
it's like...
There would be a mask mandate and everything would be fine.
Nobody would follow it.
True.
Brother.
It worked really well here in America. Goodbye, Europe, though, I tell you what. Europe wouldn't last long.
You know, when I was in Texas during, like, the pandemic, no one even thought about that option. They were like, brother. Like, I remember when I was in the airport and I was walking one, they like, pretty much forced me to... Yeah, there you go. They forced me to... that's exactly what he said.
At least you could defend yourself against this virus.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you can.
You
but, like, when I was in Texas...
Particles.
You might be able
too
to.
Too small, I tried.
You might be able to if you try. Oh, actually, no, that's medical misinformation.
They're too small, I tried.
Oh,
anyways,
frick.
Though, but like, yeah, I know you're getting us screwed over on this one, dude. We're already like less than 10 minutes into the entire episode.
Dude, why do we do this? We could have talked about Sonic, Pokemon, Rick and Morty incest, but
we could. We can talk about how excited we are for Pokemon that's coming out as nearly 30-year-old men. I played the new Scarlet Violet thing, and I'll be real, it is the most disappointing experience I've ever jumped into. Like, I kind of expected a lot from it. I really did. I really actually expected
the most disappointing ever, like worse than Sun and Moon. Impossible.
Dude, it's just boring. Like, I'm sorry, I get that the audience for Pokemon are children, but even as a kid, I wasn't this inept, you know? Like, I knew how to play a video game, right? Like, they made this game literally, like, I think the pulse has to be optional. Like, I don't even think you have to be alive to finish this game. Like, as long as you can put the Joy-Con in somebody's hand, you'll finish it. It's actually that easy. It's unashamedly easy, is what it is. It's just not, like, a Pokemon game.
That's your main issue with it?
Yeah, it's just too easy. Like, it's, like, one of those games where, like, there's no challenge to it. They've got this big-ass open world that literally just does not look interesting. It's like Breath of the Wild on, like, severely low settings. Like, that's all it is. And, They I don't know, there's just nothing. Like, they've got like a few story paths to go down, but like none of it ever leads anywhere. It's just one of the most, like, it's like it's a better looking version of that Sword and Shield game, you know? Like, it's like They made Pokemon for the Switch, but it literally just feels like a 3DS game or something. It just doesn't even feel like a true, proper Pokemon title. I just don't know how people can be so excited for it at all. Like, especially when it comes to, like, the fan base. Or keep buying it, really. Like, I feel like there's a big problem. I feel like it's not a Game Freak problem. It's the consumer problem. They're too stupid. They won't stop.
Yeah, it seems like they can get away with putting out anything and people will still buy it. I think it's similar to Sonic in a way we were talking earlier, where they don't really care about the quality as long as it has Pokemon on it, you know? That's all I know about the previous game, Sword and Shield. I just saw people bitching on Twitter all the time about other people bitching about the graphics, saying it's, like, not a big deal. And that'll, like, all be fixed when the game comes out, which it isn't fit, and it's never fixed when the game comes out.
No, nothing ever gets it. Like, it's one of those things where, like, you think about Pokemon, it's not like a fucking indie game, right? It's not like, oh, guys, three people are working on this, bro. It's one of the most profitable studios in the world.
It's
the biggest franchise
in the world,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, but in terms, the logic is, like, you have to include...
Aside from Twilight.
No, Twilight is much, much, much less. I like Twilight, bro. I'd kill for a Twilight video game. I'm not joking with you, okay? Like, imagine
having...
I would. Dude, could you imagine being a werewolf and having to try navigating high school?
Joking.
Are you fucking kidding?
I was joking. Awesome.
Bro, I love...
You know, like, if Twilight gets a video game, it would be like a dating sim, right?
It'd be like, dating sim with, like, social stealth. And, like, imagine, dude, if they had a Twilight game, the best thing would be, like, Persona mixed with Hitman or some shit, you know? Like, you're just a vampire, like, secretly, like, infecting other people while trying to live high school. That's a pretty sick game concept, okay? I'm just saying. It's more unique than Call of Duty, like, let's shoot up people f***ing 17 again, okay? Like, let's be real here.
What?
Yeah, Call of Duty. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's a more unique simulator. You know what I said? Because...
He knows. He's just annoying you.
I know. But, like, that's where it comes into. But it's like what Mark said. It's like, when it comes to Sonic, like, you could literally shit out anything on the disc, and people are going to buy it. Like, it's just one of those things. But, like, this year, Sonic wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad at all. But, like, every year we get, like last year... they ported Sonic Colors Ultimate from the Wii to, like, all modern consoles, and it came out with, like, literally... like seizure-inducing bugs, and people still didn't care. They were like, "Oh well, it only activates sometimes, so you know you should still buy it, though."
Surgeon general, like, warning: you might get elliptic sometime. No, that's my thing with, like, the Sonic franchise too. It's like this year felt like they put some effort, but they always release shit like Sonic. It's always the 3D stuff that's like a really big hit or miss. Like, they just can never get that shit done right. But I don't think they have to, because it's like, especially when your franchise is geared towards children, like who's looking at the quality of it anymore, right? It's not like your Rockstar games where, like, if you make something inferior compared to your last game, then you get crapped on, right? Like, if GTA 6
is... it geared towards children, though?
Pokemon? Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's like Sonic.
There's like, I'm pretty sure there's a whole statistic about how most people that buy the new Pokemon games are people that have played previous Pokemon games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the, you know, 25-year-olds that grew up on Pokemon that get the nostalgia trip from buying the new game.
It's interesting because, like, when it comes to, like, the children in my family, none of them ever talk about Pokemon. It's always, like, Roblox and shit. Like, none of them have ever gotten into, like, Pokemon or Sonic. Like, I know that even, like, the kid shows, like, I've never seen them play a Sonic game. I've never seen them play a Pokemon game, right? Like, hell, a lot of them don't even have, like, Switches anymore. They're all just gaming on their iPads and, like, iPhones. And, like, if they have a gaming console, it's, like, a PlayStation. And they're playing the same games like we are. Like, my aunt's kids, they just play Call of Duty at this point. Like, Fortnite or Warzone or whatever. Like, so they're playing the same games that, like, adults are. They're not playing the games oriented for children. So, yeah, I don't understand, like, why they're making these games for kids when it doesn't seem like children actually care about buying them.
Kids want to play games that think they, like, older kids are playing, you know?
I think to an extent they want to have their cake and eat it, right? They market it as a nostalgia trip for the older generation to pick it up, but they also want it accessible because they still have a pipe dream that they're going to get the whole next generation into it as well. Like, for example, you know, every single Pokemon game has, like, a 5-minute tutorial of saying, you know, this world is inhabited by mythical creatures called Pokemon. They come in all shapes and sizes. Here's how you use a Pokeball. You know, like, they all have, like, the really long intro. Like, you probably never heard of Pokemon before, right? Like, they want to have their cake and eat it.
Yeah.
They're so dumb. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It really is.
This is Caleb's commentary.
I don't play Pokemon or any Nintendo stuff. I have no idea. I'm just trying to interject and be part of the podcast.
No, dude, I just play Metroid. I just play like one Nintendo game, and that's like Metroid. I don't even give a shit about Zelda anymore at this point, too, because it's like, man, all those like
modern. I've never played any of them.
Dude, anything modern, I think I can just say that anything with like an open world these days, I like pass on because I don't have time for open world
How
games.
How dare
anymore.
You say that when Elden Ring was so good?
Okay, Elden
haven't you ever
Ring's
played
really
Halo Infinite?
Yeah, that's not really an open world Oopy. That's like maybe like
it's totally open world.
Yeah,
and
it's like
great.
Yeah, like a small chunk of the map. I guess we're gonna classify that as open world shit.
Twitter's my favorite open world video game today.
Dude, Twitter is so fluid. Like ever since Elon Musk bought it, it's like a new bombshell happens every day. I just love watching it from the sidelines, man. Like we're all losing check marks apparently, like he said, in a few months, and I'm like, damn, I can't wait to see all the. Now it's just gonna be people that pay $8 for Twitter Blue, and it's like, all right, shit, go.
Gonna get the official thing, right? Though. All the people who have sent their IDs off?
Yeah, it's interesting. If he's going to take away the verification badge, they should remove your identification data from the servers because no reason that they should hold on to that, right? Like, it really. But, yeah.
So, something that I haven't seen anyone talking about, interestingly enough, in regards to this verification thing, people think the Lord and Peasant system is gone from, like, when it comes to recognizing people as verified. If you go to your followers, like, who's following you? You know, you have two sections. You have the all section and the verified section for all your verified followers.
Yeah.
That's all people verified because they're notable, not through Twitter Blue.
Wait, doesn't show it for
I think
that?
There's still going to be a distinction. I don't think he's going to ruin. There's got to be, like, it just doesn't make any sense to do that.
I don't know, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm pretty sure the dude did not want to buy the service at all. I mean, they're trying to back out of the deal so hard, and now he's just got to, like, make it profitable. I don't know. It's interesting to me because, like, the whole, like, Twitter verify, at least to me, it doesn't really make any, like, sense for me to go out and buy it. I don't really care. You know, it's not like what it does is allow you to make any money off. Like if you could make AdSense or like any kind of money on the side with Twitter, maybe it's worth it to jump into the system. If it actually drove people to my videos, maybe I would consider it. But like, usually I notice that Twitter accounts for like maybe 1%, if anything, if I directly link. Everything else is through like an entirely different, method. I don't know. That's just my like whole thing on it. I don't actually really even care about this whole situation. And it's just one of those things where it's like the amount of people bitching about paying $8 or not. I'm like, if you really feel like that can check that vanity symbol is so important, $8 a month isn't the end of the world. Go for it, buddy. Go crazy. But for most people, I don't think they care. It used to be one of those things that they applied to your account. It was like, oh, cool. This guy got it. They were notable. Now that everyone can get it, the value literally just dropped to like zero for that whole like check. So I feel like it's funny for the people that paid like $10,000, $15,000. Like those are the real dumbasses in the situation. If you pay that much for a f-ing little check, you might as well have bought some dog shit NFT at that point, dumbass.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you oh an God, idiot. Dude. Everyone who did that.
Caleb, why are you like this? It's like, why? I don't remember the last time I heard an actual opinion come out of you, bro.
I mean, I just said that. I think we're going to keep the official symbol will be the new verified check mark.
Yeah.
The blue, because he even changed it to blue. It's not even the same thing anymore.
I see people like all the time bitching about like every day, constantly bitching about Elon Musk with Twitter. But I never actually noticed any real differences in the site or like when I'm using it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
No,
I think I see his tweets everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
you'll note, well, I think for some reason he promotes himself.
I would do that if I was him. I would do that.
Yeah, that every time someone opens Twitter,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's one of those things where I'm like, just give it a fucking chance, all right? Like, see how things are going to go, because it's interesting how you get people jumping into, like, Twitter is going to, like, rampantly allow misinformation and everything. And it's funny that people say that when even on Elon's own tweets, like, the Twitter employees are, like, fact-checking him. I'm like, if he's not firing them for that, I think we're kind of okay. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like super serious. Like, it just feels like a lot of hoopla. And at the end of the day, like, just chill out, maybe wait a couple months, see if it's still there. And if it is, maybe whatever he's doing is working. And if it isn't, whatever, no big loss. We can just switch to like the community tab on YouTube. All right. Like shit. Something.
I think it'll work out.
Yeah.
I think it'll work out.
I don't think people are going to leave en masse. I don't see it happening. Like, unless it turns into like fucking 4chan or some shit, like straight up like poll. I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think he'll let it happen. I just don't think he'll let it turn into like literally like B. Okay. Like is what I'm saying. But maybe we could be
like, this shit's the end of the world. Like I remember YouTube, everyone thought YouTube was going under because of like the COPPA shit.
I remember that.
The new tab that you have to click for, this video is for under 18s. Shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like everyone acted like that was the end of the world, but YouTube's still, still kicking. So I don't know. I think in a couple of months, everyone's just going to like forget about it slowly. Yeah. It's like, if you really don't like Elon Musk owning it that much, you can just leave,
I mean, Elon's just like an indifferent guy. Like, I think Elon's just one of those people where like sometimes he'll say stupid shit and it's fun to laugh at him for stupid shit, but it's like, whatever. Like, I look at Elon the same way I look at any other big billionaire. I'm very indifferent. Like, to me, it's like Jeff Bezos. Like, if Jeff started shitposting, I wouldn't like him anymore or hate him anymore. You know what I mean? I'd be like, all right, whatever. It's a rich guy that's doing shit with his money. You know, whatever.
I want to hear him laugh more. I feel like he should have a reaction channel where he just watches like little videos on TikTok and he's just.
See, I feel like Elon would be relatable if he had like a fucking try not to laugh challenge every like couple.
Oh
months.
Yeah.
Like, or dude, something. Elon Musk reacts to unusual memes. Episode 132.
Nah, he's it's weird seeing people who are like Elon's gonna like bring Nazis or everything onto the internet. I'm like, guys, chill the fuck out for a little minute. The guy understands that he's got to like be pretty center field for the most part, okay? And like, just give it a little break, all right? Like, chill out, relax. If you're going to quit the internet or Twitter or whatever, just switch to the other, whatever the Mastodon service kicked in. It doesn't matter. At the end of the world, like, people are still going to use a service. People are not going to, it's not that big of a deal. All right. It's not like a deal. It really just filters out who's like super terminally online and who isn't. Like, my whole thing with the internet is like, after I upload a video or I'm done talking to a few friends, I just sign off. Like, I don't even bother touching the computer. I don't bother touching social media apps. I'm literally like outside and doing my own thing. You know what I mean? Like living life. Cause I feel like that's pretty much, you have to have like a cutoff point between social media and whatnot. And I think it's really hard, obviously, if your job is like a YouTuber or you work in social media, you just have to have like that fine cutoff point in your day. Otherwise, this shit's just going to consume you. And living terminally online is just like one of the worst ways to be. Like, you don't have a life of yourself outside. You don't even get to do anything. You just are stuck perpetually in this like tunnel of like hate, and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The way I see it, okay, so Elon Musk ruined Twitter and nothing of value was lost. It's like, what do I care? It's Twitter, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like people were bitching about Kanye West the other few days. Like, Kanye West was like being bitched about everything. Just what did Kanye do?
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with it.
Oh, man. Well, Kanye had a lot of things to say about God's chosen people is all I'm going to put out there.
Kanye doesn't like Jewish people.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's not that he doesn't like them. It's that Jewish people have a distinct control over certain key sectors that, as you know, Kanye has a holding in, notably media, finance, all right, a couple sectors. Kanye, he's trying to release a new album, bro. Okay, that's all he does. Every time he does shit like this, it's literally hyping up something that he's doing. That's all it is. Except he basically f***ed himself a little bit because he lost, like, I think the Yeezys or whatever.
Yeah, I heard about him dropped losing them. That actually.
Yeah, so like he was like, I can say anti-Semitic shit and Adidas wouldn't drop me. Less than 24 hours later, Adidas does in fact drop actually their most profitable like venture, which is kind of like it's like when you can identify if something's performative or not. That wasn't performative. Like, Adidas lost a ton of money on that, but they have to stick by it because obviously you're playing chicken with a man who's like, they won't fire me even if I say the most racist shit imaginable. No, you're fired. Like, you're out. But that was the Kanye moment. Every week, I feel like this year, like this decade alone is just like an event after an event, all right? Like, big events, surrounded by like
the most... tiring.
It is. Like, we're in 2023 almost, and shit is not stopping. Like, we literally were just talking about like fucking missile fragments and like missiles being launched. I'm like, dude, just relax for a little
bit. Yeah, nuclear war, bud. Nuclear war. Shit.
I don't know, man. The doom scrolling since 2019 has just made me so numb to everything, man. Like, if the world's gonna fucking end, it better end in the most spec. Like, we better have shit like Ragnarok happen, okay? I better have, like, motherfuckers on, like, flying unicorns come in and, like, nuke half the country. You know what I mean? Like, something exciting, at least.
That's the, like, dream.
Yeah, like, it's like, none of this, like, we're gonna die to, like, some pandemic or, like, some nuclear... No, I want, like, some crazy, some biblical shit, you know, something that you'd read in, like, mm-hmm. the Bible the or whatever. Like, exactly, like, people floating to the heavens. Something cool, mm-hmm. man. Like, I'm sitting here...
I can see that happening.
Dude, we're sitting in the most boring f***ing times. It's like, you know all this cool, like, futuristic shit in the day, like, in today's day and age? We don't even have shit like flying cars or whatever, or, like, body modifications, or, like, we're jumping from, like, building to building, like cyberpunk. No, we just have absolutely boring shit these days. And none
well,
of it,
sad
like,
boxes. That's all we got.
Well, yeah, we literally are just sitting attached to, like, you know, cell phone devices. And, yeah, nothing exciting. Like, I was expecting at least by 2023, we would have, like, phones injected into our eyeballs, you know, like, constantly being attached to our feet. Like,
true.
Wake up and just, like, I thought we'd have stuff like that. But now we have, like, Mark Zuckerberg telling us to put on fucking headsets and talk to each other in digital Habbo Hotel. Not my idea.
Andrew
of the future.
Tate to be president by now.
Don't, never say never, brother. You might be.
Is that a little impression?
Hmm? That would be surprised.
What about Andrew Tate, Caleb?
I said, were you doing an impression of me?
No.
Maybe.
You're
every
the only
every
person.
Southern accent is just an impression of you?
Yeah.
I've never heard you do one before, and I've interviewed Andrew Tate.
And?
Yeah, what
you
about,
make
what
a
about
really
president?
Close friends. We're really close friends.
Are you
I
still
believe it.
Can
I say
think
you'd
friends?
Make a good...
No.
Some of people were getting pissed at Mr. Beast for recently playing poker with him. Is that the guy?
Yeah. Wait, he played poker with Andrew Tate?
He played poker with him? That's hilarious.
Baller.
See that? Double check this.
It's baller. Do you guys think Jimmy's based in red pilled?
Jimmy's
based yes, I think he's red-pilled. Very, very, yeah. very based in red pilled. Absolutely.
I just, what do you mean? Like, is he a normal guy? Because that's what I think based in red pilled is. Personally.
Yeah, is he an intelligent? Honestly, he seems like a smart, really, really, really smart guy with a lot of common sense, in my opinion, old Mr. Beast.
That's a dying yeah. thing in today's day and age, common sense. That's yeah. what I think red pill shit is, man. It's like, fucking common sense is one of those things that's honestly dying too hard these days. Like, it's just, it's like, I feel like when you, again, it goes back to, like, the whole social media and, like, YouTube and everything. Everything is, like, so either, like, one side or the other, and it's so hyper towards one. You have to either be this exact stereotype of one absolute side or the other one. You can't just be one of those people that's like, maybe y'all both suck, okay? Maybe y'all are both too fucking extreme for me. You can't just, like, have common sense and take, like, bits and pieces. Otherwise, you know, you're like one of those disgusting century types. You know,
the scariest part about talking about common sense and being like, well, I wish more people would have common sense. It's like, oh, that means you think you're voting for Trump, aren't you? You know, it's like,
no,
it immediately
like,
puts you in a box.
You know, you could either be like Donkey, all right, be like, fuck Sonic Frontiers. Or you could be like LS Mark, like, you know, Sonic Frontiers is kind of shitty. It's kind of good, too. I'm a little lukewarm on it.
Right, yeah.
Or you could be like me,
that
where
no
it's like,
no one can get mad.
Yeah. No, but that's the problem. Everyone gets f***ing mad when you do that because you're like, yeah, you're not yeah, confirming yeah. the bias, you know? Like, you either have to have, like, because here's the two types of people on the internet. They're like, yo, Sonic Frontiers, it killed my family. Or you could just be like me. It's like, you know, I thought it was pretty good for a Sonic game. Like, I don't really have high expectations or anything. You know, as long as he goes fast, that's pretty much, you know, every book.
As
every,
long as
every,
he goes
yeah.
fast. Yeah. As long as he's blue still.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's blue and he goes fast and, you know, there's the words Green Hill Zone, I'm happy. But you can't be in the middle. You can't be like, yeah, I'm kind of for it, but it's got problems. No, then you just get, like, demonized by every side. You can't be in there. You can't objectively give something a review. Come on now. No, you can't.
Do you see that in Mark's background? Just... fell off the couch. He just missed. Smashed it.
Was that arcade machine
in on that
in the
when
back
the podcast
there?
Is going up? This is Sonic the Fighters, fittingly.
Is that like an official one?
Over from, yeah, that's from 1996. I got it shipped over recently. I bought this like 2 years ago, and it's been in like a friend's garage since I live in Ireland, and I couldn't get it shipped to there. But now that I'm in America, I had to hire a moving company to move it all the way across the country for me. But no, it's official. I think it's like This game came out in Japan under the name Sonic the Fighters, which is like a mistranslation. And then whenever they brought it to like the Western market, they changed it to Sonic Championship, and it didn't do very well. So I have the championship version, which is probably the rare one I hear. But it's pretty cool.
Damn.
The game's not very good, though.
Well, I mean, obviously it's not good, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the
like...
The novelty of it is what I get, yeah.
Yeah, it's like people come over, it's like, damn, that's a Sonic Fighters game? That's good. Yeah. Like, yeah, and then they're like, can we play it? And you're like, no, no, don't. No, don't.
How does it compare to Sonic Frontiers? Mm.
The graphics are better, I'll say that. There's no pop-in.
Yeah, that's true. Sonic Frontiers is like, the Sonic has cataracts in the game, so like he just doesn't really see anything until it comes close.
I'm surprised. I saw Sonic fans like making posts about that, being like, yeah, you think this game's bad because it has pop-in? Well, so does Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Elden Ring, and it's like,
I saw somebody compare GTA 5's like open world to like Frontiers, and it's like that also has open like pop in. I'm like, hold on there, Chief. GTA is also rendering an entire world too.
Yeah,
like come on.
That game's also like 10 years old.
Yeah. The Sonic Frontiers pop in was really really bad because like. When I was playing it on, like, the PlayStation 5, I'm like, damn, I'm going to play it on the next, like, the best version. And then, like, oof. When we're talking about popping, guys, we're talking, like, maybe, like, this is the distance between the item popping up and me. I'm not even f***ing with you. Like, I'm Sonic. That's the rail popping. And this is the figurative distance between us. Like, you really have to...
Yeah, you'll be, like, homing attacking something. And as you're homing attacking, the next thing that you have to, like, go towards will just pop in right in front of you. So you got to even, like, plan your route. Because you can't even see like what's in front of you.
And it's funny for a game that doesn't actually even render anything like other than the fucking.
No, it's
rails.
All like empty open worlds. Yeah.
Well, they got like these big ass enemies, which I guess were like you know they're. I was told that they were like mind-bogglingly challenging enemies. I'm like, nah, dude, just run up the blue rings and you win. Like,
no, yeah, they're all built around like one basic mechanic, like oh, grind up this rail to get to his like Fius, and then just kill him in a couple of hits. Like, yeah. It's not. I don't know. They put a lot of focus on combat in that game. And for what
I fucking
got,
hated the voice acting for that game. I hated Sonic's voice. I hate Sonic's voice actor. It's like, I don't know what, like, it's like somebody who's just too bored to, like, go into the, like, it's like the Bayonetta 3 chick, like, the one that just got fired, if she was, like, still hired on and paid absolutely fuck all. Like, guy did not care about working Sonic. Like, every day, and you know the thing that pisses me off? It reminded me of Heavy Rain. Do you guys play the game Heavy Rain ever?
No.
I did, okay. Yeah.
So, Oompy, do you remember in Heavy Rain, the audio was f***ed the whole game through? Do you remember that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so for those of you guys who didn't know, Heavy Rain, when it launched, you could literally hear peaking. Like, the character was, this is the audio quality of the entire voice acting. Like, the guy was literally f***ing sucking off the microphone. No joke. They did not work hard fixing it. Like, there's this beginning section where your kid gets missing. I don't know, people, spoiler alert, bro, it's the first 5 minutes of the f***ing game, and it's also 20 years old. Some of y'all watching here are actually younger than the game's release date, so I don't want to fucking hear it. The game, so you're finding your kid, Sean. Bro, every time you press the word Sean, the mic peaks, and it pisses me off, because even as a f***ing younger kid, right, like,
Sean!
Yeah, it's like, Sean! It's like, dude, it's like YouTube voice acting 101. And it's just the one voice actor. It's just the one guy, I swear. The main character. Not even a side character. The main character's audio is fucked. So it's not even like, oh, this guy's like off screen. No, it's you have to hear this fuck the whole way through. And I'm like, and you know the best part? They didn't even try to fix it for like the remasters, whatever. No, it's just dog shit the whole way through. And this is what I don't understand about this game too. Like, I talked to somebody who finished it 20 times because there's like a ton of endings.
Why does that even exist?
Once you know the main revelation of the plot, why would you go through it 20 times again? It's not like the end changes. What's wrong with you? It's not like the David Cage game actually changes on you. And that's like, literally, I have like a love and hate relationship with this guy. I couldn't stand Heavy Rain at all. And then I fucking love the Detroit Become Human game because I'm like, oh, damn, this is kind of interesting. I finished that game in like a whole day. I was like, I just threw no life to start to finish. But like, no, anytime it comes to the movie games, that's like the experience. So yeah, the whole Sonic Frontiers voice acting, it is like, without a doubt, it reminded me so much of the worst AAA video game that I've ever goddamn seen when it came to like just the quality. And I'm like, how do you fuck
it
up?
I have to assume it was recorded like during COVID because the mic quality was even like different between characters. It sounded awful. I hated Sonic's voice most of all. Yeah, I agree on that. It's way too deep. For the way he looks,
it really felt like he was recording it on his iPhone like this. They just sent him the lines. He's like, "Yeah, sure. Let me send it back to the studios in Japan."
Yeah.
Do you know that? Do you know that movie, My Talking Cat, by any chance? Or have you guys ever seen that movie?
Yes, no. I saw the JonTron video.
Okay.
That's what
okay, so here's the fun thing. I told you guys on the podcast.
Uber Nuts.
Caleb Nux, did I ever talk about the guy Eric Roberts at all? Ever?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. So, okay. You guys remember The Dark Knight? You watched that movie, right? All of us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the mob boss in that movie? In the gray suit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. That guy is Eric Roberts, okay? Here, I'll show you guys who it is, all right? I'm gonna show you guys, like, an actor, okay? This is the most, like, prolific actor I've ever seen in Hollywood. He's actually a goddamn legend. Here, I'm going to show you guys will actually remember his face as soon as I show it to you.
We have talked about this before, yeah.
Do you remember this guy? Anybody know who this guy is?
The screen's loading. Wait, loading.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, he's in every daytime fucking TV show there is.
Brother, he's in everything. Mark, you see him?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This man, his career is so wild. He'll be in The Batman. Okay, with Christian Bale, and then like his agent will come in. Hey, Eric, we got this other banger movie coming up. It's called a Human Centipede 3. Are you down to shoot that? And then he's like, sure, why not? I guess it pays. And then it's like, hey, we got another deal. My Talking Cat. This man's acting is so like hit or miss. He could either be the greatest actor ever and like Batman, like absolutely nail the role, or apparently be so wasted. That when it came to My Talking Cat, from what I heard, he was like literally out of his mind. He was like wasted. He literally woke up during hangovers to do these scenes and shoot. Like he literally voice overed it on his like phone and just sent those off on iMessage. And he's like, here you guys go. There's my job. Bro, let me collect my check.
If I went from The Dark Knight to My Talking Cat, I would also be wasted all the time.
What is this movie? A talking cat? What?
Bro, he doesn't even need to. The thing is, he just takes any role. Like, any job that gets thrown his way, he'll just do it. Like, and I kind of respect it. Like, he has probably the most... Because you go onto his IMDb page, guys, I've never seen that many pending credits in my life. Like, we're talking just like you go onto this dude's IMDb page, it's like three pages of just pending projects, pre-production, during filming. I'm like, damn, this guy's... He was in movies...
That's impressive. That's, like, no. Really impressive.
No, he's, like, he's literally, like... And apparently I heard he's, like, a super-duper nice guy. He's, like, Julia Roberts' brother. And it just, like, it literally works in everything. Anything. Like, dude, we could literally go over there and, like, ask him, hey, do you want to be part of the podcast and hunt ghosts? We'd be like, hell yeah, dude, let's go. Does a check clear?
Holy shit.
Does it? Oh, hell yeah. Sign
50
up.
Bucks.
Yeah.
97 upcoming projects. What the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, I know. Dude, and some of them are the fun. Dude, some of them are the best. Some
space
of them are
sharks.
Space sharks.
He's just like cashing $2,000 checks.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. It's like, you know, Saul
He's
Goodman.
He's going to sign like real movies.
No,
what's his net worth?
Dude, they are though. That's the best
Two
part.
Million.
I'm trying to read it, not like City Rush 3, like Flight 704. Like, what are these like titles? Alone Today.
It sounds like
Wrong
dude,
for Right.
It sounds like softcore. Oh, but he is like genuinely just one of like the I've never seen somebody with so many acting credits. And like this man's face is all over sci-fi. He, you know, it's at one point I think in the 80s, this man almost won like an Academy Award. Like a dude was nominated for one everything. It's like surprisingly the most amazing. It's like he's had some bangers, and then he's just like got to take every role imaginable. I have no idea why. It's not even like he owes somebody money. It's not like they've got crazy blackmail on him. It's not like this dude was the most visited person on the Epstein flight logs. No, he just does it because he feels like doing it. And I'm like, I gotta respect a man for that, man. Like, I was researching all the people that work for him, like all the PAs, and like, you know, apparently this dude needs like goofy ass, like Looney Tunes level cue cards. Like, they have to write this dude's lines and like
in crayons.
No, like font size 96 Comic Sans.
Oh
and,
my
like,
god!
Just fucking put that shit up because he does not remember the lines at all for any of these roles, and I fucking love it for that, dude. It's just. He's like the guy you want to hire when like you want a somewhat like good looking name on your film like reel. That's it. Because apparently it's like it used to be like Samuel L. Jackson. Like that dude will like she's like I'm in Marvel movies. Also, I did Snakes on a Plane because why not, right? Like I guess so he's got to pay for the mansion somehow. It's like Toby Turner, man. Like you know the only thing I recognize from Tobuscus now is like the movie Smiley. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No,
Smiley,
dude. I love how much random stuff you know. It's amazing.
He liked one of my tweets last week, old Toby Turner.
Dude, Toby's on his like fucking red pill arc, bro.
We should get him on the podcast.
I wouldn't mind.
I can probably get him on.
Dude, Toby is like a YouTube. There was a moment. People who are watching this got to remember. It used to be PewDiePie versus Tobuscus, not PewDiePie versus Mr. Beast.
I fucking loved Toby Turner so much. It was crazy when I first started like looking at YouTube.
He was the first big gaming wild. YouTuber that popped in because this was like during the era of like Happy Wheels. You know, like every channel like. Let me explain how easy YouTube was back in the day for anybody watching. You wanted to fucking live in a nice mansion in Los Angeles? You make a Happy Wheels video. You make it every day, okay? Does it have to be good? No. You just have to scream. That's all you have to do. That's pretty much
fair, though, you're describing Five Nights at Freddy's arc also. I mean, there's been a lot of these moments.
Yeah, but see, the problem
with stopping
that,
the train in GTA.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of the Lispy Jimmy arc. but see, a lot of channels do die that way too, because like there are so many of those. I remember like back during the FNAF shit, they were like, "Yo, Muda, you want to make FNAF videos?" And I'm like we were sitting in like a Skype chat.
It's ironic you're saying that a lot of those channels do die though, when we're talking about Tobuscus, whose channel kind of died though.
I mean, Tobuscus was like there was also a lot of other litany of issues.
Die for a different reason. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was like the whole like sexual assault stuff that kind of came in, and then like the guy just stopped uploading and he left for a little bit. The guy went like a little crazy. Don't get me wrong, he was like heavily into the Happy Wheels, like the, you know, general gaming rotation bullshit, and that doesn't last forever, right? Like kids grow up after a certain period of time. I remember when like back in the Skype groups they were like, you want to do FNAF content, and they would just like there would be these like YouTubers just sharing like the next FNAF like fan game that they would find on like this shady ass website, and they would play it for 5 minutes, easy guaranteed like viewership. And I'm like, the reason I never could get into it was like, yo, it never scared me. Like anybody that got scared by FNAF,
yeah,
I had to like, maybe you should be medically assessed. I had one guy try to tell me that FNAF was as scary as like Silent Hill or like Resident Evil. I'm like, all right, brother, you can lie to your kid fan base. That's fine. Like, feel free. They're embryos. But like, brother, you can't tell me this shit is scary. Like, you're sitting there getting scared by Chuck E. Cheese characters. Miss me with any of that shit. Come on.
Yeah, now the whole fan base has turned around and been like, yeah, it's not scary, but we're into the lore now, you know? It's all about the lore.
Yeah, what
lore? Yeah,
I didn't want to... I hate making, like, gameplay videos, so I instead try to, like, make different kind of videos about, like, topics revolving around these franchises. So a month ago I made a video reading every single Five Nights at Freddy's book, and there's like 22 of them, so I gave myself a month to read all the books.
You're fucking with me. There's 22.
An insane amount of right now I can pull them on.
I mean, Wendigoon made like an hour-long video talking about Five Nights at Freddy lore.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah,
like MatPat made 400 videos about Five Nights at Freddy's.
He's made a whole career on it.
It's a thing where, like, I had to constantly, like, read a book, then go to my friend and be like, okay, this is what I've written about this book. Is this accurate to the lore going on? Because it's all, like, context clues. You have to, like, look for certain phrases that are, like, repeated throughout the books and go like, oh, that means this is what's really happening, like, by the end. And if you get that wrong, you are going to get your fucking, like, shit kicked in the comments, you know? So I constantly had to like fact check to make sure the videos wasn't misrepresenting Five Nights at Freddy's.
That sounds laborious.
Oh my god. Wait, you had to fact check your FNAF.
Yeah, I wonder if I could find it real quick. I had,
did it do well?
It got like 750,000 views, okay. And the fan base seemed to like it. But it was a thing where I was talking to my friend by the end of reading them all, and I was like, okay, this is what I've written. Is this fine? And they're like, I got to bring a friend in on this to explain this to you.
I got a guy.
I need to get dreams.
I got a FNAF guy. My animatronics guy.
I don't know if you can see this, but this is literally all the messages. Oh, fuck. There we go. Oh, no. It's too bright. Maybe this is all the messages of
my man got a fucking MIT grad to look through this. Oh, holy shit. God. That's a doctoral thesis, brother.
it's insane, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's all Five Nights at Freddy's lore they had to explain to me just for the books.
Man, like halfway into that, I would have just stopped looking at the Discord chat. I would have been like, out. I'm like, yeah.
No, they were typing it, and I was like, all right, I'm going out to dinner. I'll read this when I get back.
The beauty is, someone has to do this. Someone has to make, like, a four-hour video talking about Five Nights at Freddy lore, and for just part of it, say the most outlandish thing that is not at all accurate, and just see how many comments, like, have that timestamp.
No, actually.
Well, actually, at 2:31, you mentioned purple guy. It's actually green guy.
He's actually not purple, just his is.
Oh, man. No, listen, those FNAF lore videos are dedicated. When you have a fan base, like the FNAF fan base, and I have to be really careful with my wording here because I can be very offensive and like, when you have a fan base as dedicated like the FNAF ones, okay, that can identify every pertinent detail of their franchise, very difficult to jump in and offer. And like, I would never risk a FNAF lore video. A, because I don't care that much about, like, unless FNAF had like some crazy shit about, like, you know, some, unless FNAF was like super mature, like behind the scenes, maybe I'd care about it. But also it's like, I don't want to be. It's not. Yeah, I don't want to be risking.
It's like, it's dark. Like, I remember there was one. I made a video once.
Well, kids die in
basically
it, right?
Like, disproving every MatPat theory of 2017. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I watched a lot of his FNAF ones, and they kind of boil down to, it's like, this child was eaten by one of the animatronics. Like, you know, that's like the dark part of the lore. You know, from what my perspective, I don't know. Don't kill me, FNAF fans. But my biggest complaint with FNAF is that there are too many lore inaccuracies in the FNAF. That's my problem.
I can agree with that.
Which is a highly produced part of the FNAF universe. You know, that always wilds me out, too. It's like, when any of these fan bases, like, if you ever watch their, like, pornographic material, it is some of the highest quality Pixar shit that I've seen it from time to time just to judge the quality of it. Like, the 3D works is on there.
Your
works. I 100% of it, dude. Honestly, it's such filthy shit that I feel like I am going to hell for it. But like,
dude,
you're a sinner, bro. You're a sinner.
That's a children's video game. Game might be bad. The game might be trash. However,
but
there are some talented fans.
Dude, think about just the Overwatch community. Like, you make so much of these characters, and it's such high quality. It's like, damn, this guy could have been hired by Pixar, but he's sitting in his home. To like Tracer, like this Overwatch 2 character.
To be fair, though, he's probably making more money.
It depends on how they monetize it. I wonder if like there's only fan. I wonder if people have made like parody only fans of like video game characters, and they're just like going at it, like making like adult content around it. You know,
there are some very successful Patreons for, you know, hentai artists.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's just like that whole market in general. It's like the whole
like Pyrocynical.
Pyrocynical does the hentai shit?
No.
Oh. I was like, I haven't fallen too much of Pyro, but like, damn, if he's like, I can understand why the Petscop video isn't going to be fucking coming out or anything anytime soon if he's into the hentai shit.
Petscop 2, when?
No, anytime you come across like these fan bases, it always baffles me. Like, yeah, the game isn't good, but like, yo, they're just, it's surviving literally with the adult material. Because that's the only thing about Overwatch. Like, Overwatch 2 came out, and I'm pretty sure, like, most of the living world has forgotten that the game even exists anymore. Because it's like, oh, yeah, wow, they made a sequel to Overwatch, kind of, here. The game still sucks. All right, good night.
But you just described Pokemon.
Okay, but what am I saying? Of course there's Pokemon. Jesus Christ. I was about to go, there's none, but, like...
No,
Pokemon's different. Pokemon literally is like a bunch of like, Pokemon is literally Stockholm syndrome for gaming. Okay, let's not even pretend. Like, it's literally people that just cannot admit that they. It's literally a community of people that cannot take an L. That's all it is. All right, like, it's just the largest community of gamers that cannot admit that they are wrong about their franchise. Like, it's
there's a lot of those communities.
I don't even think that they're all, like, stubbornly not admitting they're wrong. It's like they all hate to buy Pokemon games to say it's not like in the old days when I wanted to run around with my Pikachu.
Then why buy it, you dumb fuck? Why? Why do you... No, here's the process. You gotta go to the fucking store, you gotta give them your card, you gotta swipe the card, you gotta buy the fucking... Why? Why go through that effort? Yep. Why are you doing this?
Breach.
It's like, listen, as a Halo fan, I love Halo, but I'm not buying anything Halo-related, dude. The 343 keeps fucking up my franchise. You don't see me going out to the store buying fucking Halo, Halo Infinite. You don't even see me downloading the game because of the updates. I've already accepted they don't give a shit, you know?
Where we need to go, Muda.
What?
We need to go to the 343 headquarters.
What do we do at the 343 headquarters?
Oh, God.
Pay him a visit.
I say we pay. I would go to the 343 headquarters, just take a giant-ass shit on their doorstep and just point at him and be like, that is better than the game of the year that you guys are making. Because they don't even care. Dude, they Halo
I was
going
to be nice
stuff.
To them and see if I could.
I would have made them cookies if they made a halfway decent game. Brother, you go to three. Listen, the Halo TV show, Paramount, they fucking ass fucked it, okay?
No, that was no, terrible. That was egregious. That was fucking terrible.
That was the worst TV show. This is the thing.
It was fucking bad.
Cause, you know the worst thing? It's like all those TV studios are like, well, gamers don't care about TV. No, we do. You just. You want a space offer? Just get the Mass Effect rights. I would have watched a Mass Effect TV show. Shit, that would have been awesome. But not a Halo. You didn't need, dude. The fact that I've seen Master Chief butt ass naked within the first few, like, just a season of Halo, it already shows me they don't even care. Like, this dude just straight up like shows his ass cheeks out to me.
Crying about mommy.
Yeah.
Dude, like, it's so stupid.
Mark, did you ever think you were going to see Master Chief's ass cheeks? Officially, not unofficially, officially. This isn't a porno. This is a live television show. This has been in production since the fucking Xbox VCR.
This is Pablo Schreiber's ass.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Yes. Darryl, yes, you can see that. Master Chief's ass.
And we've never even seen his fucking face through like 10 games.
You gotta turn safe search off.
We saw like a silhouette in the legendary ending of Halo 4.
Halo 4, yeah.
And that's the only thing you saw.
How salty you guys are. It makes me
happy. Dude, I hate it. Like, I literally, no games or fandoms really make me mad. I really don't care. I stay out of it mostly. But my God, I love Halo so much. The books are so good. 343 books are even good. The ones that they made, they're solid. It's just the game Infinite was good, and now it sucks ass. And the f***ing TV show was the worst TV show that has ever been made.
I hate these online games. Like, do you remember back when we bought Halo? They gave us the whole ass game on a disc.
Yeah.
Firefight theater, like,
yep.
Multiplayer was complete. Custom.
And a
everything
cool little
was there.
Pamphlet in the f***ing case.
Yeah.
With colors and information. You literally could see what caliber the guns were.
And now you can't, you don't even get that anymore. They cheaped out. The game isn't even done halfway into
it.
Like, bro, people want to shit on Donkey for calling out Sonic Frontiers, okay? Sonic Frontiers is a more complete f***ing game than Halo Infinite was. And I'm not even memeing here, okay?
Easily.
The Sonic community wants to get mad
this
at a bad
from
review.
This is coming from Caleb, the guy that hasn't even played Sonic, but he knows it's more complete than Halo.
I watched the Donkey video, and I've been up to date on the Twitter drama. I'm a little bit aware.
Listen, the Sonic community.
I got my toes in the water.
The Pokemon community can get mad. The Sonic community can get mad. Bro, we've been consistently ass fucked for two generations of consoles. Okay, we haven't had good fucking games. Okay, Halo 5 Guardians comes out, ass fucked there too. All right, Halo Infinite, ass fucked there too. You know what? The only good thing was the Halo Wars. But you know what? I don't play Halo to do real-time strategy shit, guys.
Yeah,
I don't
those were
play.
Good. Yeah.
I'm playing there for the shooter. If that sucks,
the cutscenes too were really good.
Yeah, the cutscenes.
The Halo Wars cutscenes were fucking solid.
I played Five
as
Nights
well.
At Freddy's for the lore.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
When's the last Five Nights at Freddy's game you played, Nox? Be honest.
I have never played a Five Nights at Freddy's game.
Bullshit. Everyone here
one
has played it.
Markiplier video, and that was it.
Mark, what's the last
I streamed
last
the most recent one. What was the recent
security
one?
Breach? The most recent one, Security Breach.
Yeah, I streamed that one. That was funny. Yeah, I was eating spaghetti. I almost vomited.
It's like literally unfinished.
Yeah. Well, Did you vomit from the fear?
No, I just swallowed spaghetti wrong.
You know that game was so unfinished that like every time I play a video game, I can like deconstruct the programming based on how the AI acts. Whew, that through the AI and security breach, probably the easiest shit to absolutely break.
Oh my god, it's so bad. Especially a game like that does AI in the same vein really well as Alien Isolation.
That game is great. That game is actually
such a good game. It's so scary and it's so unpredictable, but at the same time, you know when you're going to make a mistake, and you know there's going to be points in which you're going to be chased by a monster. It's like they could have easily just taken cues from that, but instead they just made it like a children's game. Let's be real. Well, like, it's a children's game.
It's a children's game. Because kids aren't going to be willing to learn like the there's one kids game that like I just cannot play because it's the AI f*** me all the time. You know the game Hello Neighbor? It is some of the most insane shit. That motherfucker, the weird pedophile enemy in that game just knows exactly where this kid is all the goddamn time. It just gets so unfun because like kids get scared by it, but I'm like this serial killer like clown is just running around like because he's only got like three rooms in his like weird ass house, like two places to hide. And I swear every time I play the game, he just knows exactly where I'm at. I'm like, I just don't even care. This game's just bullshit. Like the AI. Yeah. It's just bullshit. Me. Like, that's why like these kid oriented games just cannot be, cause there's no like substance.
They're whack.
Like, yeah. They're
to be fair like though, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
If you had a kid, if a kid played Alien Isolation and like, I mean, that's basically child abuse. Let's be real. Yeah. If I played that when I was a child, I would have turned out very differently. I probably would have been very afraid of ductwork at least.
My aunt won't let her kids play games at my house anymore because they were talking about horror games. No, she doesn't because she got mad at me over this shit.
Visage.
Well, they were talking about horror games, right? So they loaded up FNAF Security Breach, and I'm just sitting over there with like just the beer in my hand. I'm like, these kids are like trying to get scared. I'm like, hold on, let me dust off a real horror game for you kids. So I go up to the closet, I dig out my old PlayStation 4, and I just hook it up to the TV, and on there is PT Silent PT? Hills, the demo.
Oh, bruh.
I load it up, new file, and I give them a controller. I'm like, you kids figure this out. And like they start the game off and it gets to the point where like Lisa's hunting them down. I have never seen the fear of God in children when they turn around and Lisa just flies right into the fucking screen. I'm like, oh no. And they're trying to figure out the loops. Ugh. Well, she freaked out because she was like, when you go to the bathroom, obviously you guys know that there's like the fetus in the sink. And I'm like, all right, if that's freaking you out, listen, these kids are actually playing a real horror game, okay? This bitch is hunting them down. Like, I gave them that. I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of these kids playing these FNAF Security Breach. And I'm like, you play a real horror game.
That's the thing, all horror games now are for kids. When kids think of horror games, I think of like that, or like Bendy and the Ink Machine, or like these horror games that come out that are catered towards children, like Poppy Playtime or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the new goldmine.
Fortnite's Halloween update.
Dude, Poppy Playtime. Dude, I see these Huggy Wuggy plushies in every goddamn store in every country I'm in. Okay?
I know.
It's unbelievable. I was just in Italy. You have these people in Venice, right, that they're selling like the Venetian masks and Huggy Wuggy plushies. It's like, I don't understand how it's such a market. Like, the tourists coming to Venice are going to be picking up these little Huggy Wuggies.
You can tell a franchise is like a horror franchise made for kids because you're right. Like the moment that Poppy's Playtime shit happened, like I remember I finished the video where I like criticized the people for like I think stealing, like there was like Poppy Playtime drama, and I'm like, oh, I'm more into that. I want to hear about like some of the beef going on between these game developers. Fuck the game, who gives a shit? And then as soon as I made that video, I fly out to California, and like as soon as I'm at Santa Monica Pier, bro. You go to these like stalls and it's like Squid Game for the kids or like Poppy's Playtime. Like, damn, this is how popular it is. Like, it used to be like Among Us everywhere. Now it's just all like Poppy's Playtime.
There's still Among Us everywhere, to be fair. Among Us is still huge.
Did you guys see Among Us VR?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. I did, yeah.
Did you guys play it?
I didn't play it.
Not yet.
Dude, it's the biggest daycare in the world. The first experience I ever had signing on to it was just like the ear-piercing screams of this child. I have never wanted to scream the word shut the fuck up so hard to a bunch of kids. Like, so they introduced voice chat into it, right? Like for the interrogation or whatever, like the deliberation phase. And as soon as it starts, it's just fucking high-pitched screaming at one another. Either it's high-pitched screaming from kids, or it's just like the nonstop like barrage of racism from the other side. Like, there's just no in between. Like, I'm just kind of
classic
sitting over
gaming,
there. Dude.
In defense, all right. Well, in their defense, though, okay, you played in a public lobby. What did you expect?
I mean, the public lobby experience is what you expect. Like, I don't want to play with YouTubers that are going to be out screaming one another just to get into a
clip.
Okay,
all right. So the issue with playing YouTubers is like it's too serious. It's way too serious. It's like, well, if I don't win this game, I'm just telling my audience I'm stupid. So I will instead be like extremely sweaty.
Oh, well, dude, the YouTuber lobbies are the fucking worst for Among Us. That's literally my filter for some of the YouTubers that I will never talk to in my entire life. Like, what people don't understand is like the Among Us that you see for like 5 minutes on a channel is way different than the 2 hours of recording that we do, because that 2 hours of recording is the most passive aggressive clip chimping side of Among Us that you will ever fucking see in your life. Literally, there are YouTubers that I'm like, I want to ask them, I'm like, how old are you, by the way? Like 35 years old, and you're screaming like this on a fucking kids game? You absolute fucking monkey. Stop fucking doing like. Literally just gets to the point where it's too annoying. And you're right, they just oversweat these. My favorite Among Us games have been with like Charlie, and the only reason it's because nobody takes it seriously. Like, we're all just like playing this fucking kids game. Obviously we're all lying to each other. It's like a game of the worst poker players in the world. Like, your tells are so obvious, and that's what it is. But like, when you got like the crazy like Twitch metas, and like, well, it used to be like the Among Us metas, those are just like some of the most like annoying lobbies to ever jump into, which is why the public experience Nux is so much better, because at least you're dealing with like, you know, the actual player base, right? Like, you're dealing with people who are, you know, either fucking full on like racists or like straight up like children at a daycare. Like, it's just that. It's nothing.
Two sides of the same coin, really.
That's the dream. They're not
trying to get like gameplay clips. They're straight up trying to lie to you. That's the best part. And they're, dude, the kids that try to lie to you, it's the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. Like, these kids are
so,
like,
for
these
me,
kids.
What's so funny is like, you know that some people, you know, throwing for content, like,
yeah.
I remember there was like this whole drama at one point where people were telling me that when they would play with Toast, they would throw so that they could make it into Toast's videos, right? Like, because that's great promotion for them. If they were the one fooled by Toast's 4,000 IQ imposter play, well, then they are, you know, they're going to make it to Toast's channel, and they're going to take up the screen time in Toast's next video.
Dude, I don't understand how cucked you can be, because I'm so hyper-competitive in these games that even if it meant, like, I could get, like, 50 million subscribers, I'm not losing to anybody if I can't help it. Nuh-uh. No. I'm not throwing anything, bro. I'm winning that shit. I'm winning it with blood all over my face, dude. I don't give a fuck if we're playing Siege or Among Us. I'm winning the fucking game. No loss on my end. Jesus. I mean, that's just like the competitive nature. No, you gotta be competitive, dude, in these games. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not losing to anybody.
I agree you gotta be competitive or else you're not gonna enjoy it. But you also, like, don't cheat. There's been a lot of cheating going on with Among Us lobbies too, you know? You just look at people you didn't hear about this? This is such a huge thing. It's like people would look at
cheated Among Us.
You look at friends stream to see if they're the imposter. So then you know, like, you fake it, you make these sick calls, right? So that was a whole
We played Among Us a lot, Nux. Would you say I had a good etiquette when playing?
Okay. Caleb, I'll be completely honest, you didn't talk at all. You were just...
Man, I did talk, but I just didn't... Everyone else was taking it so seriously, and I was just like, yeah, that's not me.
You just joined the call. It was amazing. You would join the call, and you'd be like, I don't know anybody here, but like, you can vote me off if you want to.
My nickname was P-Nice.
No, it's dude, true. Like, okay, it's different because like playing with you guys, like all like we're chiller people playing it. I don't think anybody here needs to make an Among Us video at all. I don't think anybody here cares about making an Among Us video. If I make an Among Us video, it's going to be about some fucking brain dead drama or something within their community about somebody going sus a little too much. Or it's just going to be some insane lore video because some Among Us novel came out for the kids or a coloring book. And there was some
LS Mark, every Among Us novel.
Every Among Us novel.
There's not an Among Us novel. Among Us.
Among Us.
I think there are like physical strategy guides for Among Us I've seen in stores.
Oh, you're...
Of course
you're
I got gonna, some of them. I own them.
You're going to get excited, buddy. I just found something that you're into. I just found a content gold mine for Mark here. Hey, Mark, really? Check out some of these, dude.
Check this out, dude.
Among Us, a traitor holy in shit. Space, dude.
Oh, my God.
Is that official? Is...
There's no I don't way know if it's
you know
official,
what my,
brother.
You know what my favorite Among Us did? They made a film adaptation of Among Us in 1984. It's called The Thing.
They spelled imposter wrong. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Traitor in space.
Wait, where did
they spelled
spell
imposter
wrong?
Wrong.
Wait, where?
No, read it. Ten astronauts, an imposter, it's O-R, determined to kill them all. Welcome to the deadliest spaceship of all time.
Oh, no.
It's like you'd think they'd know how to spell like their own game word.
Well, hey, listen, Diary of an Among Us crewmate.
Yes.
Diary of an Among Us crewmate.
Yeah, you know there's going to be a Netflix live-action Among Us at some point. It's gonna happen.
What about Stop. The thing? It's basically just Among Us.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, it's an Audible book. Somebody actually. I really want to hear this.
It's
this
free.
Audible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means I have to download fucking the app.
I wonder what's better, Steve Harvey's Audible books or Among Us Audible.
Diary of an Among Us.
I would character. Literally listen to an Among Us like audiobook. Here's a Minecraft mishap, dude. Stinky Steve.
Stinky Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like
that's
Minecraft?
Amazing, dude.
Do you think farts are funny? See what
I'm
happens.
Getting Stinky Steve. I'm adding that to my collection.
See what happens in the wonderful world of Minecraft when Steve can't stop farting. Are the creepers and zombies terrified or attracted to Steve's toxic smell?
What the f- What? What?
The way to overcome his flatulent issue? Or will it get the God best of him in the end? Find out in this fun new superhero. Oh, yeah. Other people bought Captain Underpants. Oh, dude, it's a whole series.
There's more.
Wait, all right. Captain Underpants was fire, though. In Captain Underpants is
I still love
I think
that
this
show.
Might that be like, better, though. Fuck. Look at that. We got Stinky Steve Part 2.
Stinky Steve versus Captain Underpants.
Yeah, but here's the question, though. Will the stinky smell aggravate or attract the zombie hordes? That's the question.
What is wrong with the burp and fart meta that attracts children? Why is that a thing?
To be fair, though, a lot of your video is burp and fart meta.
You guys ever read the Emoji Adventures?
Yeah.
How so?
Tara, I think it's amazing. But the burp
that's
and fart
the same
meta
author
is
as Stinky Steve. That's the same guy.
Oh,
yeah,
God damn
P.T.
it.
Evans.
He's a prolific
P.T. Evans.
Writer.
No, here's about the author. Here it is. P.T. Evans loves Minecraft, pizza, emojis, cats, and fart jokes. When he's not writing or doing author visits, he is training alligators and sumo wrestling.
What the fuck?
Follow his adventures.
This guy sounds like a fucking liar.
Dude, I kind of want to see
I
this
don't
guy.
Know.
He's got
I
a YouTube
him.
Channel. He's got a YouTube channel. Look at it, dude. It's good, like a... There's no fucking way this photo is real.
Customers because... also bought items by Dave Pilkey. Who's Dave Pilkey?
That's Dave
creepy.
Pilkey's the writer of Captain Underpants.
Oh, is he? Okay.
No, he's the writer of Dog Man, you asshole.
Wait, is he?
Yeah, Dog Man.
Oh, oops.
The fuck's
dude,
Dog Man?
Dude, these are some
Dog
of the best...
Man's the same as... Wait, Dog Man was written by the same guy as Captain Underpants, I think.
Really?
It looks like the same font. I think you're right.
Oh, from the creator. You're right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Everything.
Yeah, the customers,
Nux is right.
Customers also bought those. This is actually like the man's.
He's oh the God, writer of Dog Man, you dumbass.
Hey, you
oh,
idiot! Not cat. Oh,
that's
wait
the animation
a second.
Quality some Pixar shit.
Oh my God!
How much do you think this book has sold? No joke. Take your
Five.
Guesses.
It's I think it sold more like ironic Five. Copies.
Yeah, like me. Yeah, like all of us about to buy it.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, I'm about to buy it, actually.
Five.
About five copies.
No, look at it. 113 ratings, though. And these are verified. Okay, 6-year-old thinks it's though, hilarious. All right.
So here's the thing. Like, for example, if you look up the highly critically acclaimed web novel, That Time I Got Isekai'd to Another World with My Truck, very, very great story. You'll see it has like thousands of reviews and it has like millions of views, and it doesn't actually convert to real life fans and buyers. It was a web novel that I wrote with someone as a meme. And I don't know.
Bro,
it could be inflated. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if it's inflated. Read this review. It literally changed this person's life. Mark, you want to read this for us?
Sure.
No.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Before ordering this, I was depressed, sad, alone. Before I was lonely. I then saw a light one day as I strolled through this website when I saw a particular thing pique my interest. Behold, a small yet very powerful book. I was delighted and pressed order, as I could barely wait to get my hands upon this paper jewel. My few days spent waiting with anxiety over this magical product were well worth it. Today, I went out on my small, humble porch near downtown and saw a particular little package. I ran inside and tore it open with excitement. I was incredibly delighted at these shears of gold before my eyes, shining like a gem on a king's crown. This book has changed my life, and I follow this book as if it is a Bible. The ways of the Stinky Steve have allowed me to overcome my true fears. Stinky Steve has allowed me to ascend to relaxation as I finally find something to guide me. Thank you, Evans. Thank you.
That is pretty beautiful. You tell me that doesn't convert to real world fans? That lady, that's a real Bible.
I'm wiping tears from my eyes. I was wrong.
I'm a fan now.
That's a real life fan.
Dude, these
that looks
kids...
like the comments you find on like hentai. Not gonna
dude,
lie.
These comments are dude. These like, dude. Honestly, going down the FNAF novel hole is great. Like, there's so many of these like brilliant authors running these amazing books for. And you know the best part is like Minecraft is a company. Microsoft does not even care about even bothering to like copyright this. No, it's like no. Just
oh, you're not getting copyrighted for this, bro. If you get copyrighted for this, they just admitted that they watched or heard of this.
Well, it's like the Meat Canyon thing. Remember, like how they copyrighted his Bugs Bunny thing, and it's like, wait, so this is officially lore relevant now? Fucking Bugs Bunny fucks Elmer butt in the ass.
If it gets copyrighted, then doesn't that imply that it's like a replacement of the original content? It's like
could be because yeah. I always thought Looney Tunes was some wild weird shit when I was a kid, and as I've grown up, none of that has ever gotten normal to me either. That is the weirdest era of like cartoons that I've ever had to grow up and watch. I never grew up with like Nickelodeon and shit. We never had it as kids. So only had like Looney Tunes and Popeyes and all that like old school like 80s, 90s, like 70s cartoons, like black and white
I
shit.
I mean, all of the old I mean, think about it, you know, Scooby-Doo, they're always hungry. The Mystery Machine has smoke coming out of it every time they open the doors. They're looking for monsters. They eat
Bro,
Scooby
even
snacks.
As a kid,
Bro.
I knew they were potheads. That wasn't
they
really like kids.
Teenagers.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah they
on.
Were stoned.
That was the most obvious. Stoned.
I remember when like the live action movie came out and my mom's brother just saw like Shaggy, like Matthew Lillard. He's like, oh, this guy is the perfect version of Shaggy. And then it took me a while later to realize why he said that.
Yeah, I'm
like,
right.
Why is he? Because like, he saw it. I'm like, oh my God, like, that is perfect casting.
I'm only using like 1% of my power, Scoob. Like, whoa.
I was like, oh, no way. He's like, oh, this is a perfect casting choice for this guy. Jesus Christ. I'm like, and then it took me a while to realize what he meant by it. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. No, they're all like nut job potheads. It's like watching old school Disney shit now, like just old school Disney. And now I can see all the adult jokes. Finally, you know, as a kid, you're like, oh shit, I never really realized any of it. But now you're like, oh, okay. I mean, but then again, nowadays, the new Disney shit is so terrible, like the live action crap. I saw live action Lion King and I was just like, man, this is like an AI prompt made this movie again.
Yeah, didn't they say they're doing live action Hercules soon and it's going to be a musical inspired by TikTok or something like that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't
that
want
sounds
to
good.
Oh,
wait, no. You quote. Made that up just now. Come on.
No.
He's like, no.
This is so sad.
Dude, I don't want to alarm you guys, but I have to shit really bad.
I am pretty alarmed.
I do too. I do as well. I think we can tie it off after seeing the Hercules. I actually do.
Live action Hercules.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but like my fucking family from New York just came into my house like 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago, like started being really loud and
people
shit.
People are ripping my floors up right now, so you can probably hear that in the background too.
Are you still renovating around your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like you have to make some adjustments for Nikocado the mukbangs that you guys filmed?
Dude, he destroyed my carpet in my bedroom. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's blue with blue Takis. He was just eating and spreading shit everywhere. It fucking sucked.
Dude, I'm getting hardwood floor.
What's that?
Those mukbangs are too insane to watch, man. Like,
it's crazy.
But it doesn't get finished or anything, yeah. Right? Like, it just gets thrown away, most of it.
We f***ed it up. All the stuff we ordered, we ate all of it.
Damn.
There's like five guys in my house, though, so.
I feel like when I see him eat the ramen, I'm like, I can only do like one packet is fine for me. Then he gets like nine of those, and I'm like, and then they're all like super spicy packets, and I'm like, damn, dude, your ass must be like, he must have f***ed your toilet up, though. Like, your plumbing is f***ed in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ruined. Yeah. It's ruined. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you all enjoyed today's episode. Ellis Mark is here to discuss. Well, I feel like we kind of traumatized you a little bit because I don't know if you expected a whole hour of.
Show me rub maps, then nuke maps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have a podcast, right, Mark?
Yeah, yeah. I just podcast started a podcast where I interview different. thankfully, not. I interview different cartoon creators in the animation industry and other YouTube creators as well. It's called Meeting Halfway. It's on YouTube, okay. Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Hell yeah!
Go check it out.
Yeah, no, that's pretty nice. And any notable episodes? Any favorite episodes that you want to kind of bring up to the audience here?
I like the most recent one. The audience seems to really like it. Where it's just me and my co-host just kind of talking about like God and like death. No guests this time. But we've also done one with the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid and the creator of Fairly Odd Parents, Butch Hartman. So those are other.
Bro, that's awesome. That like. Hell yeah. That sounds really dope.
Yeah. But no, thanks simple. For having me on. It's pretty surreal. I remember years and years and years ago, I would watch your creepypasta videos. So it's kind of surreal being here now.
Thanks, man. No, it's great to have you on, man. And honestly, if you guys want to check out some good content, check out Ellis Mark's main channel and his podcast as well. And if you want to check out our co-hosts here, well, you want to check out me, Nux, and Oompy, you already know what channels to go out to, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've started off well. I mean, now that you told me you watched me for a long time, and I literally, the first interaction was Rub Maps. That's, I'm going to live with that.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Classic Muda moment.
Classic tape Muda. All right.
Oh,
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike if you dislike it. We are all out.